Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand, and this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it.
I like the party.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do sports. So let's do G Money Sports Report right now. Let's talk Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay. That sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home team.
Yeah, what's up, DJ? How you doing today?
Doing all right. How you doing, G-Money?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. I'm in the middle of the heat, though. It's about 105 degrees today. So I'm outside in the patio, and it's hot, but it feels good.
Woo.
I like this heat. So I'm enjoying being in Las Vegas. No, I didn't bring my – oh, come to think of it, thank you for reminding me. I got a bottle of water when I went to the doctor yesterday, and I have my bottle right here. Okay, I got my water. I forgot I had bottle of water on me. All right, so let's talk Major League Baseball. Yes.
All right. We can start with the, let's start with the National League today.
Okay.
In the National League. In the National League West, the Dodgers are on top with 78 wins, followed by the Arizona Diamondbacks with 67 wins. Wow, so they're 11 games ahead, so Arizona's going to have to do something to catch up. In third place is the San Francisco Giants with in third place is the San Francisco Giants with 66 wins. In fourth place, so one game behind Arizona. In fourth place, the San Diego Padres, 61 wins. And in fifth place, the Colorado Rockies, with 48 wins. In the National League Central, it's the Milwaukee Brewers, still on top with 70 wins, followed by the Chicago Cubs with 67 wins. Third place, it's the Cincinnati Reds, who also have 67 wins. So they're kind of tied. In fourth place, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates with 57 wins. And in fifth place, the St. Louis Cardinals with 56 wins. And in the National League East, it's the Atlanta Braves on top with 82 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 69 wins. Third place, it's the Miami Marlins with 65 wins. In fourth place, the Washington Nationals. Fourth and fifth place, the Washington Nationals and the New York Mets both have 59 wins. In the American League, the Baltimore Orioles are barely still on top with 79 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays, who have 78 wins, hot on their trail. Third place is the Toronto Blue Jays with 70 wins. In fourth place, the Boston Red Sox have 68 wins. And in fifth place, the New York Yankees have 61 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins have 66 wins. Followed by the Cleveland Guardians, who have 60 wins. Third place, the Detroit Tigers at 58 wins. The Chicago White Sox are in fourth place with 50 wins, and in fifth place, the Kansas City Royals have 41 wins. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers are, well, it's kind of weird, in the American League West. So the Texas Rangers are in first place with 72 wins and 55 losses. In second place, it's the Seattle Mariners with 71 wins and 56 losses. So that's why they're in second. And in third place, it's the Houston Astros, who have 72 wins and 57 losses. So those three teams are battling it out for first place. In fourth place, the California Angels have 61 wins. And in fifth place, bringing up the rear, the Oakland A's with 37 wins. That's the standings for Major League Baseball.
Now, you said that was the American League West, that they have those three teams at the top, and they're divided by, like, one game apiece, but they got more losses in the second and third place teams than they do in the first place team. Right?
Yeah, so it's interesting. Exactly. So the first-place team and the third-place team, the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros, both have 72 wins. But they're in first place and third place. In second place, it's the Seattle Mariners, and they have 71 wins. But it's because of their losses. It's going by the losses, not the wins. So the Texas Rangers have the fewest losses. They have 55 losses. In second place, the Seattle Mariners at 56 losses. And in third place, the Houston Astros have 57 losses. So that's really what they're going by, their loss record, not their win record.
Okay. So
does that make sense?
Seattle is second place. The Houston Astros.
Right.
Is in first place, and the Texas Rangers are in third place?
You got the Rangers and the Astros switched. The Astros are in third, and the Rangers are in first.
Okay, and the Seattle Mariners are in second.
And in second, correct. You got it.
Okay. Wow, that's real unusual. Okay. Come on, Houston, win the series again. Houston is the defending world champion, so we'll see if they can do it again. All right. Well, did they have any interesting games that we did not talk about yesterday that we can talk about today in the American League, or any games, actually, in American League baseball?
So we can talk about, there's a whole bunch of games being played today. We can talk about those games. There's a bunch of games tomorrow and a whole bunch of games Sunday. So there's a lot of games this weekend we can talk about. So let's start with, let's just talk about the team. Okay. So let's talk about the Houston Astros. They play the Detroit Tigers today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So they have a three-game series against the Tigers. So the Astros got to win, because if they lose, they're going to lose whatever position they have in the American League West. So the Astros have to win.
Okay.
Right now, they're in second
place.
Right now they're in third place, but they have they have more wins than the second place team. but they have to win to move up, because they have one more loss than the Mariners and two more losses than the Texas Rangers. So they got to win. If they win all three. You know, and the Rangers and the Mariners don't do well, they could move in the first place.
Oh, okay. So they got to have a good series, good three-game series to move on up. All right.
Exactly.
Okay. So who else
Let's
is
see.
Playing in the American League?
So the New York Yankees are playing the Tampa Bay Rays. And so Tampa Bay is in second place in the American League East by one game. So Tampa Bay Rays are trying to get in, trying to knock the Orioles out of first place, and they can do that if they win. Let's see, they play today, they play tomorrow, and they play Sunday. So they got a three-game series against the Yankees. And so they can move into first place if they win all three games and if the Orioles don't win all of their games. And the Orioles are playing the Toronto Blue Jays. So the Tampa Bay Rays are playing the last place team in the American League. So, you know, they got a good chance of moving up. And the Baltimore Orioles are playing the Toronto Blue Jays. So they're playing the third place team. So the Orioles are going to have a much harder time than the Tampa Bay Rays. But it's a fight. It's going to be a fight this weekend. It's going to be a battle.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Who else is playing that we want to look at? Oh, yeah. So the Orioles are playing the Rockies. Colorado Rockies. Is that what I just said? That's what I just talked about. No, I just talked about the Tampa Bay Rays. The Orioles are playing the Rockies, so they're playing the last place team in the American League. So they got to win all their games to stay in the first place, and I think they might because they're playing the Rockies. But you never know.
Okay.
Let's see. What else is going on here? The Dodgers are playing the Red Sox. So that's going to be an interesting game. The Red Sox are third place in the American League East, and the Dodgers are in first place in the National League West. So I think the Dodgers are pretty far ahead. I don't think they have to – yeah, they don't have any competition in the National League West. But, you know, they still want to win all their games. But the – and the Red Sox are in fourth place. So, yeah, my money's on the Dodgers in that series. The Milwaukee Brewers are playing the San Diego Padres. So, the Padres are like fourth place, I think, in the National League West. And the Brewers in first place, so my money's on the Brewers in that series. And the Seattle Mariners are playing the Kansas City Royals. Seattle Mariners got a chance now to move up in the American League West. They're in second place. They win all their games. They just might be in first place. So it's going to be an interesting weekend.
Okay.
In Major League Baseball.
Well, it sounds like a lot of the teams will be battling for position, like they're getting ready to move up. Today is the 25th of August. So we're almost at the end of the month of August, but the playoffs don't start until October. So we still got the whole month of September to play baseball. Okay, so the teams can start winning now, and they can possibly move up or jockey into a better position by the 1st of October. So they have a whole month.
It's possible.
To play better. Okay, so let's see what's going on in the WNBA. I know those Golden Aces, Las Vegas Golden Aces, are playing outstanding basketball. I heard they just won a game, and they had to come from behind to win. And they decided that they're not going to ever be behind again, because that was too much work. They had to go into the locker room and had to talk it up and get everybody motivated to come out in the second half and play a good game for them to win. And two of their players had to score over 20 points in order to outscore the other team so they could move ahead. So that's how the Golden Aces are handling their situation, playing against other teams in the WNBA.
Vegas Aces are in first place with 30 wins, followed by the New York Liberty in second place with 26 wins. So the Aces have extended their lead by a few games in third place, which means that the Liberty probably didn't win whatever games they played. In third place, it's the Connecticut Sun with 23 wins. In fourth place, the Dallas Wings have 18 wins. In fifth place, the Minnesota Lynx have 17 wins. In sixth place, the Atlanta Dream has 16 wins. In seventh place, the Washington Lynx, I'm sorry, the Washington Mystics have 15 wins. Eighth place is the LA Sparks with 14 wins. In ninth place, the Chicago Sky has 13 wins. In 10th place, the Indiana Fever has 10 wins. In 11th place, the Seattle Storm has 10 wins, so they're moving up. They're competing with the 10th place team now. And in last place, the Phoenix Mercury has 9 wins. Sorry about that. And you
just won the game. Yeah, so they just won the last game they played. Was yesterday or
the Aces?
Yesterday, yeah, the Aces just played somebody and they won. They had to come from behind for the win. So,
yeah, the Aces played the Chicago, the Chicago Sky yesterday, and they won. They beat them 94-87. So they had to win because they were in jeopardy of being knocked out of first place. The New York Liberty also won. They beat the Connecticut Sun 95-90 yesterday. And let's see, the Minnesota Lynx played yesterday. They beat the Dallas Wings 90-81. And the Indiana Fever beat the Seattle Storm 90-86. So these games are getting closer as they get down to the wire. Today there's only one game, and that is the LA Sparks playing Atlanta Dream. My money's on the. Actually, I don't know who's. That's a toss-up. But I don't know. I kind of want my LA Sparks to win. Tomorrow, the Las Vegas Aces play the Washington Mystics. My money's on the Aces. And the New York Liberty plays the Minnesota Lynx. My money's on the New York Liberty. And on Sunday, the LA Sparks play the Connecticut Sun. That's going to be, the Sun is actually in a better position. The Atlanta Dream plays the Indiana Fever. The Atlanta Dream is, I think they're in like, I don't remember where they are, but they're doing much better than the Fever. I think the Fever's in 10th place. The Seattle Storm plays the Chicago Sky. And the Dallas Wings play the Phoenix Mercury. None of those teams are really in contention for anything, so we'll see. And on Monday, the Las Vegas Aces are going to play the New York Liberty. That's probably going to be the, you know, the what they call a preview of the championship game for WNBA.
Okay, and that game is Monday.
Right, that's
Monday. Is it going to be in New York or is it going to be in Las Vegas?
New York is the home team.
Oh, New York is the home team. Oh, okay. So that means the Las Vegas Aces have to go out and play excellent basketball so they can beat the New York Liberty team because they got to win to stay on top. Okay, so we have to watch that game. That's Monday night, huh? Okay.
Right.
And the Connecticut team, who are they playing? Anybody interesting? Are they playing Miami
The Connecticut Sun plays the L.A. Sparks on Sunday.
Oh. Well, that should be a competition because the L.A. Sparks shouldn't lay down for the Connecticut team. And they feel like they got a shot at beating the Connecticut team, and then they can move into – are they in fifth place now? They can move into fourth place if they beat
The Connecticut Sun is in third place, and the L.A. Sparks are in eighth place. So.
Oh, eighth place. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe they don't have a shot. But they need to win to end the season on a good note. So let's hope that the Los Angeles Sparks win, and they get a chance to try to move up in the standings. All right. Well, that's WNBA basketball. Anything else we can talk about in the basketball? Are the last place teams doing anything? Are they battling it out? Or second to the last place team, are they doing anything? Is anything happening in the WNBA, in the bottom half of the standings?
Not really.
Okay. All right, then. That's it for the WNBA, the G Money Sports Report. And that's it for Major League Baseball and the G Money Sports Report. So now let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street. Is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom. And I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
When I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused, and the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother! My friend! Brother! My Sam! Brother! My line brother!
Three times. Dust it up, Doggy, dust it up. H-I-A, Kappa Alpha Psi. That's K-A Psi or Phi Nu Psi. A press so nice, they had to name it twice. Omega Psi Phi, Q Dog. Omega Psi Phi. Brothers, Sigma Dog, Dummy Dog. Let's step down, huh? Let's throw down. Step, 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 clap, 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 step, step, step. Get down insane, get down insane, get down insane. Womp, 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 by Beto. Womp, 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 by Beto. Barbados Sigma in the house. Barbados Sigma in the house. We came, we conquered them, we swooped. Woo!
One day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Like 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022-23. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a couple of jokes to share with you on this Friday's radio show. You know, there was a husband and wife that were married, and the wife went to the bathroom, and when she finished on the toilet, she couldn't get up off the toilet. She was stuck, and she called her husband in to help pull her off the toilet, and he came into the bathroom, and he tried to pull her off the toilet, but he couldn't get her off the toilet, no matter how hard he tried to pull her off. So he went into the other room, and he called his friend that was a plumber, and he talked to his friend, and he said, hey, his wife is stuck on the bathroom toilet. Do you have some tools or something that we can use to pull my wife off the toilet? And the plumber said, yeah, I think I got something that we could use to get your wife off the toilet. And he said, okay. And the plumber said, all right, I'll be there in a minute with the tools. And the man said, all right. And he left and went, he hung up the phone and went back into the bathroom and was talking to his wife. And he told his wife that he had talked to his friend that was a plumber. And the plumber was on his way to the house, and he believes that he has some tools that can help pull her the toilet. And so she was like, okay, that sounds good. So he was sitting waiting on the plumber to get there, and then he realized that his wife had her pants hanging down around her ankles, and her private parts were showing on her body. And he didn't want the plumber to come in and see his wife's private parts showing all of her good stuff. And so he decided that he would go into the bedroom, and he went into the closet, and he got a big hat out of the closet and brought it into the bathroom and put it on his wife's lap and covered her private parts so that the plumber couldn't see her private part when he got to the house. And then the doorbell rang, and the husband ran to answer the door, and it was the plumber. And he let the man in, and the plumber walked in, and the plumber walked into the bathroom, and the husband showed him where his wife was sitting on the toilet and how she was stuck on the toilet, and she couldn't get off. And he asked the plumber if he had some tools that he could use to pull his wife off the toilet. And the plumber said, yeah, I think I got something. But you know what? That man under that hat, I can't do nothing for him because he's a goner. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a cowboy riding across the county, and he was on his way to the city, and he was riding his horse through the county and through the desert, and his horse stepped in a hole and broke his leg. Actually, he sprained his ankle. So the cowboy had to shoot that horse, took his backpack off of the horse. He took the saddle off, and he buried his horse. And then he carried the saddle all across the desert until he could find some place where he could buy another horse. And he walked up on this ranch, and he was walking around the ranch, and he was looking for the rancher that owned the ranch, and he was trying to find the rancher so he could buy a horse so he could ride back into the city from the ranch. And he was walking around the ranch, and he couldn't find the rancher, but he continued to walk around the ranch. And he finally found the rancher, and he told the rancher that his horse had broke his leg when he stepped in a hole in the middle of the desert. So he was wondering if he had a horse that he could buy so that he could ride the horse into the county, to the city, so he could finish his business in the city. And the rancher was like, well, I got one horse, and my horse isn't really good. He don't look so good. So I don't know if he'll be a good horse for you to buy. And the cowboy said, well, let me see the horse and let me decide if the horse is a good horse for me to buy. Because let me see if I think he's good enough. And the rancher says, I'm telling you, the horse no look so good. And the rancher was like, I'm telling you that I don't think the horse can be good for you to purchase, because I don't think he looks so good. And the cowboy said, well, let me see the horse and let me decide if I think the horse is good enough for me to ride into town, because I can possibly buy another horse when I get into the city. So the rancher said, okay. And he took the cowboy to where he had the horse in the stable. And he showed the horse to the man, and the cowboy looked at the horse, and he saw that he had a full head of hair, and that he had a real fluffy tail, and that his mane and everything on the horse was real fluffy. So he decided that the horse looked pretty good, and he thought that the horse would be good enough for him to buy, to ride into town. And the rancher said, well, I'm telling you, the horse no looked so good. And the cowboy said, well, I think he looks good enough for me to ride into town. So how much do you want for your horse? Do you want $1,000? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money for that horse. And then the cowboy said, well, do you want $1,000 for the horse? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money for that horse. And then the rancher said, well, the cowboy said, well, do you want $100 for the horse? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's too much money for the horse. And the cowboy said, well, do you want $200 for the horse? And the rancher said, no, that's way too much money for the horse. And then the cowboy said, well, do you want $100 for the horse? And the rancher said, oh, no, that's still too much money for the horse. And the cowboy said, well, do you want $100 for the horse? And the rancher said, no, that would be too much money for the horse. And then the cowboy said, what, do you want $50 for the horse? And the rancher said, yeah, $50 sounds about right for the horse. And the cowboy said, okay, I'll buy the horse for $50. And he gave the man $50 for the horse. And then he told the rancher, I need you to wash the horse, to brush him down and to wipe him down, and then brush him real good with the brush. And I think that would be good enough for me to ride the horse into town. And the rancher said, okay. And he brushed the horse down real good. And then he put the saddle on the horse, and he saddled him up real good. And then the cowboy got on the horse and said, all right, this looks like this will be a good deal. And he said, all right, here's $50 for the horse. And now I'm going to ride him into town. So he paid the rancher for the horse, and the cowboy rode the horse off of the ranch into town. And when he was riding off of the ranch, the horse ran into the gate and ended up throwing the cowboy off of the horse. And the cowboy fell off the horse, and the cowboy got up and said, oh, no, the rancher sold me a blind horse because the horse ran into the fence. Oh, he's a blind horse. So I'm going back to the rancher, and I'm going to get my money back. So he walked the horse back to the ranch, and he told the rancher, he said, you sold me a blind horse because this horse just ran into the fence. And the rancher said, no, I told you he wasn't blind. He just no looked so good. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, I got a couple more jokes for the listening audience, so let me share them with you. There was two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo, and one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud, and the other fly said, come on, man, give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo! I knew a girl that had like 10 strands of hair on her head, and she put grease on her hair, and she combed her hair to the side, and she called her hairstyle dippity-doo, and I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. Woo! You know, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? Do you know? Do you know? Does he look really silly wearing a sweater? Ha, 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 ha. Woo! All right, now it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I tell you this story that will be entertaining, it'll be education, and it will be inspirational for the listening audience. So sit back and listen as this story should interest you and it should blow your mind. So DJ Papa D, do you have the story that I recorded for the listening audience that we can tell, and then we can play a song after we play the story. We'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
What's going on?
I got a story for you today. Yes, I'm going to tell you something that's totally out of the ordinary. See, I was going to Los Angeles Harbor College, and my football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. And I would go down there and hang out, and then at 2 o'clock, the club would close, and well, since I was in Hollywood, I would take a ride. I would turn and go down the side street because I knew they had hookers in Hollywood. I had a lot of girls in college, so I didn't pay for nothing. But I would ride down the boulevard just to see who was out. And they would see me coming. And I'd pull over, and the girls would run to my car saying, "You want a date? You want a date?" And I'd look at them, and I'd go, "No, you guys are ugly." And I'd pull off. Well, I went down a back street one time, and I saw these two girls standing by themselves. And one of them was fine. I mean, she had fur boots on. I mean, fur shoes that went up to her thighs. And she had a fur jacket on that was waistline. And she had a mini skirt on. So I pulled over, and I'm like, "What's up, love? How you doing?" And she says, "I'm okay. I'm just trying to make some money." And I'm like, "Right, okay. Well, where do you want to go do this at?" And she said, "Well, we can go up to my apartment. My apartment is right across the street." So I said, "Okay." And I parked my car, and I walked with her to the apartment. And I walked into her apartment, and it was nice. I was like, "Hey, this is pretty nice." And she said, "So what you want to do?" I said, "Hold up, not so fast. Let me check you out. So what's your story? Why are you out here hooking for money?" And she said, "Well, actually, I'm getting ready to have surgery because I want to have my sex changed." And I said, "What, you don't like being a girl?" And she said, "No, actually, I'm a guy, and I got a dick. And I've been thinking I'm a girl since I was a little boy." And I said, "Oh, okay. Can you cook?" And she said, "Yeah, I can cook." And she threw down. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, this will work." So we sat up, and I talked to her for a while, and she was real cool. And I left. And the next week, I went to the club, and I took my boy Bernard with me. So we ride out of the club, and I rode down this side street, this back street, and I rode up on my friend Tony, and I said, "All right, baby, I'm just coming from the club, you know. Can you cook up some food?" And my buddy looked at me, Bernard looked at me, he said, "Cook you some food? Man, we out here trying to get laid, dude." And I'm like, "No, dude, this girl, we don't lay her." So he goes, "Okay, let's go in her house." And I'm like, "Hey, Tony, can you cook us some hamburgers and french fries?" And she said, "Sure." And we ate the breakfast. And while we were eating the breakfast, Tony is fucking with my buddy. And she's rubbing her fingers in his chest. And she's like, "Oh, your chest feels so sexy." And he's like, "Of course, baby, I'm a sexy man. That's how I do it." And she's like, "Oh, your chest feels really good. Oh, you feel real sexy to me. In fact, I want to take you to my bedroom and show you my drapes." And I'm like, "Dude, you don't want to do that. I'm telling you, you don't want to do that." And she's like, "Oh, your chest is so hairy." And she's playing in his hair, and he's sitting there, and he's eating, and he's like, "Yeah, baby, as soon as I finish, then we're going to your bedroom, and you can show me those drapes." And she's rubbing his chest and playing in his hair. And he finishes eating, and he's like, "Okay, let's go to your room." And I go, "No, that ain't happening." And he's like, "What's wrong with it, G? What's happening?" And I said, "She's a man." And he goes, "Oh, shit, for real? Oh, no." And he backs up and knocks the chair over, and she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, "What the fuck? I'm out of here." And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls or two men that want to be girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had a skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet. It was like they had gotten some shots, but their titties hadn't developed. And they're like, Tony, are you all right? And Bernard looks up, and he goes, what the fuck is this? And he goes, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is going on? And he looks at the girls that come up the stairs, and he's like, damn, they got Adam's apples and shit. Oh, fuck. I'm out of here. So he runs down the stairs, and he goes to my car, and I go downstairs, and these girls that Bernard had been hollering at when we pulled up, now they're coming to him, and he's like, oh, shit, come on, Greg, let's go, man, let's go, let's get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, okay, dude, I'm coming. And I get my car, and I unlock the door, and we roll out. And then the next day is his daddy's birthday. And he calls me up and says, gee, we got to go to L.A. because I got to go to my daddy's house and I need to take him his birthday present. And I go, okay. And we jump in the car and we roll to his pop's house. Mr. Holloway, Mr. Playboy. Oh, man. Bernard always talked about his dad. He want to be like his dad. He want to be a playboy like his dad. He want to have a bunch of women like his dad. That's all I heard all of the time since I've known Bernard. He wants to be like his dad. His dad is the ultimate playboy. Oh, yeah, he got women all over the place. Well, we walk into the house, and sitting on the couch is his dad and Tony. Tony's sitting on his dad's lap, and Bernard loses it. Oh, shit. He gets ready to throw up all over the place. He's like, Dad, come here. I got something to tell you. And his dad's like, boy, what's wrong with you? I got company. What the fuck is wrong with you? And she's like, hi, Bernard. How you doing, baby? And he's like, don't say my name. I don't know you. Don't even talk to me. And he's like, she's a man. You're laying up there with a man sitting in your lap. And his father laughed at him, going, boy, you must be losing your mind. This ain't no man. And he goes, yes, it is. Me and Gregory went to her house in Hollywood, and she had some other trannies. So I'm trying to tell you, Daddy, watch out, because when she take off her clothes, her dick is going to be bigger than yours. He's like, here, Daddy, I'm going to give you a birthday present, but I'm out of here. And she's like, bye, Bernard. And he's like, don't talk to me. And then she goes, bye, Gregory. I go, yeah, Tony, I'll talk to you later. And I go to Bernard, and I go, oh, your dad's the ultimate playboy, huh? And he's like, man, don't talk about my daddy. My daddy didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
they say I'm back. I'm back in the hood since I'm the Mac. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerios with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window seal. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting stuck, playing Doom. Look at my arm, hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all. Standing up, walking tall. Up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall. Marky D, big head Paul. Making moves, standing tall. Making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park. Behind my back, hitting the mark. Going home before it's dark. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money and I get down. Doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comics, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comics, and I want to play a song. I want to play I'm a Comedian from L.A. I like that song. And that tells the history of what I've done since I've been in Vegas. So, DJ Papa D, play that song for us, and we can get back to more of the radio show in a minute.
To the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. Thank you.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I got a news flash. Today, or yesterday, Thursday, August 25th, President, ex-President Donald Trump was turned himself in and was put in jail for his insurrection and trying to overthrow the government when he said he won the election between the president now, Biden, he said that he won the election and that he beat Biden in the election. And he wanted the governor of Georgia to recount the votes and declare him the winner of the United States presidency. And he started an insurrection that started a shooting. And some people got killed at the White House. That's right. He sent a mob to the White House to start a fight to stop the voting for the election in the White House, in the Capitol building. So now they have determined that Donald Trump was guilty of insurrection and for starting a riot in the Capitol building at the White House, and that he was the actual winner of the presidency. So after investigation, they have come to the conclusion that Donald Trump, the ex-president, tried to overthrow the government and tried to take over. And so he was convicted and he is serving time in jail now. They have taken his mugshot and fingerprinted him and put him in jail in Georgia for trying to change the voting outcome in the state of Georgia. Yes, that's the news break for today, Thursday, August 25th, 2023. All right, now, back to the radio show. All right, now it's time for us to stop the radio show because we've come to the end of the show. So I want to say it's time for us to recognize all of the fans and the friends and the followers of the radio show with their birthday greetings. So DJ Papa D, can you play the birthday song and let's recognize the friends and fans and followers of the radio show that are celebrating their birthday today on Friday, August 26th.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Okay, here are the birthdays for today, August 25th, 2023. Happy birthday to Douglas Wilborn Sr. Happy birthday, James L. Jackson, Sr. Happy birthday, Sabrina. Hey there, G-Money. I just realized I was disconnected. I had to call back into the show.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So,
okay.
And it's the
here are today's birthday. Happy birthday to T. Douglas Wilborn, Sr. Happy birthday to James L. Jackson, Sr. Happy birthday to Sabrina James. Happy birthday, Barry Boswell. Happy birthday, Malcolm Armstrong Sr. Happy birthday, Stephen Russ. Happy birthday, Essence Briggs. Happy birthday, Corey Henderson. Happy birthday, Lauren McKinney, Matthew McKinney. And last but not least, happy birthday, Gary Clark. That's it for the birthday. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, August 25th, 2023.
Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, the day after ex-president Donald Trump went to jail. Oh, yeah, it's a happy day for the prejudiced people on the planet that sent Donald Trump to jail. That's right. We finally locked his butt up. And he's still thinking he's going to run for president. But I don't think so. I think his time has been eliminated. And he will not be able to run for president in 2024. Maybe he might try it in 2026 after 28, we'll see what happens. Because the Republicans really like him. He's the number one candidate on the Republicans' list. So they really like him. And he's the number one candidate for all of the people in America. They really like what Trump was doing when he was the president of the United States. Even though he was bringing all of these prejudiced people into the White House, he was meeting with the KKK, and he was meeting with the Proud Boys, and he was meeting with all of these other ex-Nazis and so forth in the White House. Yes, I want to put that out there. He was meeting with all these ex-Nazis and ex-prejudiced people. So now Donald Trump is in jail. So hopefully he'll serve his 7 years, I think, is what they're going to determine that he'll have. And he will do his 7 years, and then he might come out and try to run for president again, since everybody in the United States kind of favors him over Biden, because they don't like what Biden is doing to the country. Plus, his son collected millions of dollars from China. And we don't know what that's all about, but they're still investigating that situation. So, I'm G Money, and I want to say happy birthday to everybody. It's a great day in the land that I live in, and that's a good thing. So, without further ado, I'm going to sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And may we have many, many more. All right, Donald Trump, rest in peace. Woo! All right, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. We need the prayers for Donald Trump and his insurrection crew. All 11 people that went to jail. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time.
Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.